One of the most famous passages in the Talmud is an argument about a certain oven, whether it's pure or impure. And the Talmud says that Rabbi Lazar disagreed with all the sages of his time, and he declared that the oven was, what was the Talmud? What did he say? It was pure or impure, remember? He said it was pure. Thank you.
Sure.
And all the other sages says it was impure. And the Talmud says that this disagreement wasn't accepted by Rabbi Lazar, and he maintained his position despite their being the majority. And a voice came out from heaven, and the voice said that he was correct, and all other sages were not correct. And so at that point, when the voice came out from heaven, Talmud says Rabbi Yeshua stood on his feet. Rabbi Yeshua said, "A mashgichin rebaskol, you're not allowed to pay attention to what a heavenly voice says when it comes to halacha, comes to Jewish law. Instead, halacha always follows the majority, and the halacha follows our opinion, and that's all." So, and he added a line. He said, "We keep what Hashem gave us at Mount Sinai, and at Mount Sinai, Hashem told us that the Torah goes by the majority. So, why do you emphasize Mount Sinai? What changed at Mount Sinai? It seems like something happened then." And what exactly happened at Mount Sinai that suddenly we now have to listen to the voice of Hashem Mount Sinai versus other voices? I mean, if Hashem is talking to us and telling us the halacha is like Belazar, then why not listen to the voice of Hashem? I mean, aren't you supposed to listen to the voice of Hashem? Isn't the Torah just the voice of Hashem? So some commentaries say that it wasn't a real voice. It was a pretend voice. It was a voice of some other non-holy voice, but not Hashem's voice. And the sages correctly ignored the voice because it wasn't. They withstood the temptation of thinking that was a voice of Hashem, but they knew that they have to follow halacha and therefore couldn't be a voice of Hashem. But it actually, that explanation is untenable because the Talmud continues to say that Elijah the prophet appears before the sages, and they ask him, "What is Hashem doing right now? Now that we've ruled against him, like what's his opinion now? What does he think about us?" So Elijah, the prophet, said, "Hashem is smiling and he's saying, 'Natzchuni, v'ani natzchuni, my sons were victorious over me.' That's what Hashem is saying. So that means that Hashem did say his opinion, like Rabbi Lazar, and yet he's saying that I'm happy my sons didn't listen to me." So it's clear that this comes from Hashem. And also in something related to this week's Torah portion that we were discussing yesterday, a similar phenomena. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, page 86a, that there was a disagreement between the heavenly court and Hashem and about us, whether a if a in certain situation of impurity, and if you don't know, if the white hair comes before the white spot, right? So if it's pure or impure, and Hashem is his opinion, and Maimonides does not rule like Hashem. Maimonides rules like the heavenly court that disagrees, so to speak, with Hashem. So the question isn't just in these two stories. The Gemara says in Erev, in page 13a, that whenever Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, both are saying the words of Hashem. They both are saying exactly the words of Hashem. They both are saying absolute truth, the words of Hashem. And so the question is, how could both things be true? How could both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel be saying truth, the words of Hashem, when they're saying the opposite of each other? How could two things be true, two things which are the opposite of each other? So Chassidus says that the Gemara is very specific. And the Gemara says both opinions are the words of the living Elohim. Elohim is the name of Hashem, which is used to filter and contract Hashem's light so that we can receive it. So specifically, thank you. Specifically, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, their opinion is connected to their souls. Beis Shammai, who always views the more stricter opinion, usually, thank you, Zalman, and Beis Hillel, who views usually the more lenient opinion as being correct. The reason why they maintain this is because of their soul roots. In other words, Beis Shammai, his soul comes from the sphere of Gevurah, and Beis Hillel comes from the sphere of Chesed. And so, because Beis Shammai's soul comes from Gevurah, which is about sternness and judgment, therefore he veers always toward, almost always, towards being strict, and Beis Hillel, whose soul comes from kindness, views things to be lenient. Therefore, he always leans toward the lenient view. So both God's kindness, which is a source of Beis Hillel's soul, and God's severity and judgment, which is a source of Beis Shammai's soul, are both true. They're both attributes of God, of Hashem's light. So that's why the Gemara can say they're both the words of Hashem. They are the words of Hashem, and they're both true. However, there's a something else called there's a higher form of truth, which is called Emeslamite, truth of truth. The Gemara says, for example, in Sanhedrin, page 36b, that Shaul HaMelech, King Saul, thought that his son, Yonasan, was fit to be the king, and the everything that King David had, his son had too. But then the sages pointed out to one thing that King David had that he realized his son doesn't have, and that is Hashem Imay. Hashem is with King David, and Halacha always follows King David. So the specific words, the Talmud says, Halacha Imay, Hashem is with him, mean the is not that Elokim is with him. The Gemara uses the word Havaya, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. That's the name of Hashem. So while Shem Elokim is also a name of Hashem, and it's also true, but it's only a ray and a filtered light of Hashem. It's not something which expresses the essence of Hashem. So when it says in the Talmud, as we were discussing yesterday, about this oven of Tachnai, whether it's pure or not pure, that the opinion of Kutsha Brichu is not the opinion of the essence of godliness. It's a way Hashem's light is contracted to convey a certain opinion, and Hashem gave His essence, Hashem gave His name, Hashem gave Yud-Kei Vav-Kei to the sages of every generation, to the majority of the sages, that they can give the ruling according to halacha, and when they give the ruling, that is connected to the essence of godliness. So when the Torah says that you should follow the majority opinion, it's not just you're following a majority opinion of sages, it's that you're following not just a something which is godly, but Hashem himself. Like the Torah says in Va'era, Torah says that I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with my name Kilshaka, and that's why the promise wasn't fulfilled. I promised them I would give them the land of Israel, but the promise wasn't fulfilled. Now that I'm appearing with the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, now the promise will be fulfilled because this name is absolute truth. Now, what's the difference in truth and absolute truth? Emes l'amite, truth of truth. What's the difference exactly between them? Before we go to the answer, let's explain the question a little better. When people hear the words absolute truth, what do they think? They think that there's something which is true, but there are details which aren't true. Like someone was telling me yesterday about the horoscope, that they find their horoscope is amazing, true. And it's Maimonides says that all these astronomical, astrological calculations aren't accurate. And if you find truth in them, Maimonides says it's because it's mixed in. Some truth is mixed in there, but it's mixed in with falsehood. So when we say that the name of Hashem Elohim is not absolute truth, we don't mean that there's something in it that's false. Let's say, let's conclude today with saying this. The Rebbe's father, Rav Levi Yitzchak, said this in a beautiful letter. He talks about the Gemara's discussion about various things, and how sometimes not only does the Gemara favor one opinion over others, but sometimes the Gemara says a stance, a question, and an opinion, and the Gemara refutes the question. Or sometimes even more. Sometimes there's a sage who says his opinion, and then the Gemara says about this opinion, bedutahi, it's ridiculous, it's wrong, it's off. So Rebbe Yitzchak said, you should know that Hashem himself is the one who said this opinion, and Hashem himself is the one who says that this opinion is incorrect, that this opinion is off. He says, Betuta, or another text says, Berutahi. Hashem himself is the author of the teaching, and Hashem himself is the one who says this teaching is off. So if a person were to, let's say, learn the opinion of a sage whose opinion was refuted, before he learns that passage in the Talmud, which is refuted, which seems to be not true, he still says a blessing on the Torah, on those words, because those words are Torah, they are godly, but yet they don't reflect the halacha, which is connected to the essence of godliness. And that's why, so it's not that it's not true, it's true, it's godly, but it's only a ray of godliness, not the essence of godliness. And Mr. Hashem, next time we will try to understand that a little bit better. All right, have a great day, everyone. Good seeing everyone. Great day.